been on a journey in Emuna, and we've bumped into a lot of fascinating sugyas. We talked about getting married with Emuna and being dedicated to friends with Emuna, and we found last week an amazing chiddush. The pasuk, many psukim say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Emuna. We wake up in the morning and say, Moida ani lefanecha melech chai v'chayom she'chazart mishnati b'chem l'rabba emuna secha. Hashem, you are trustworthy. Every night we go to sleep, and Keseder HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us right back our neshama. We say in Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Lahagid baboiker chasdecha. In the day we talk about your chesed, v'munascha balelos. And at night, we talk about how we can rely on you. You will not leave us hanging. It seems like we don't know where you're going with this, but we trust you. There's emuna. And we said that a person has to be shaykh to this mita themselves. A person has to have shaykhus to being a ne'eman, being to somebody who is reliable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reliable, and we respond by being reliable back. Like the Abu Drum said, Moshe Rabbeinu got the ultimate compliment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkai. Moshe Rabbeinu, be happy in your chelek. Why? Ki eved ne'mon karasalai. Hashem gave him the ultimate compliment. Moshe is totally reliable. You can put all your money down on Moshe. Imagine getting a compliment like that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's what to celebrate. Yismach Moshe. Ki eved ne'mon karasalai. He was reliable. And we pointed out that this is a nisayon. It's a nisayon to live in a world of emuna, where a word is a word, and where a commitment is a commitment, but a person can't have a shaychus with the emuna in Hashem if in their own lives there's no emuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not by chance that in the Birchas Haftarah, after the Navi we read in Shul, we're Kari the Navi in the Haftarah, and then we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Oymer Va'oise, everything, Shekol Dvarav Emes Va'tzedek, V'dovar Echon Mizvaracha Achor Lo Yoshev Reka. Not even one word of yours goes away. It all turns into a metzias. It's Oymer, Hashem says, V'oise, it turns into a metzias, a reality. I think for me, the greatest line in V'li Yushalayim Ircha, the most powerful word, in my own Shemoneh Esrei, everyone has their own things that speak to them, is in V'li Yushalayim Ircha, when you say to Hashem, bring the Beis HaMikdash, Ka'asher Dibarta, like you said you're going to do. Whenever I say those words, I feel very much, Hashem, everything else you've said has happened. This one, we're waiting, but we know it will. Ka'asher Dibarta is the strongest thing you could ever say to Hashem. You told me this is going to happen. That's emuna. That's relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we're going to take this even further, because we have to figure out how to become ne'emanim, and this is going to have a lot to do with the incentives that the yeshiva is taking on, what we can gain from this. Another dimension to this trustworthiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how we can bring this into our lives. The Malbim does something revolutionary over here, and in many places in Tanakh. He says on the Pasuk, Chaste Hashem Oilam Ashira, I will sing the chesed of Hashem, L'dor v'dor oidia emunasecha. For generations I will speak about your trustworthiness. What is this? What is Hashem's trustworthiness? We spoke a little bit about it last week, but buckle your seatbelts for the Malbim, because he's going to take us into a new dimension over here. Says the Malbim, Eitzo b'nei Adam geder hamuna hu lishmor havtacho chiyuv. By a person, emuna is keeping a promise. V'geder chesed, and chesed is something you don't have to do. Mash yis nadiv. What is emuna by Hashem though? Says the Malbim, Hanhaga tivis is b'shem emuna. Nature is called emuna. And nisim and miracles are called chesed. What does this mean? Says the Malbim, when you want to talk about teva, nature, physics, biology. That's called emunah. The name of nature is emunah. Well, they don't teach us this in bio class, but the name of it is emunah. Why? Because you can bank on it. You can bank on everything that goes on in nature. If I take one of these things, I hope it's not drop. You can bank that I'm going to pay for this, right? And he's right, because gravity always comes in. It always brings it down. Every time. You can't just jump out the window and go, ah, see what happens. Doesn't work. Put all your money down that it's not a good idea. Emunah in the Bria is things that will happen. They happen like clockwork. And there's a big treifkeit in this. There's a big treifkeit in this. Listen carefully, because this is already getting us warm for the lights of Hanukkah, even though you can't get Hana from the lights, but the warmth of the Yom Tif is coming with this. Because Koifrim, they say, wow, if every time it falls, that means it happens on its own. And if every time the cell reacts with this cell and does that, or this atom does this or that, so that means it's happening on its own. Because look, it just happens with a cycle. It just goes over and over and over and over. Says the Malbim, they're making a terrible mistake. You never met HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day is Mechadish Maisa Breishis B'chol Yom. Like we say in Birchas Kriyishma, is Mechadish B'tum B'chol Yom. Every day Hashem makes Maisa Breishis again. It's not like a strobe light, you know, like we keep being created again. It happens much faster than that. You can't even see it. But every second Hashem says, I want you to exist, 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 faster than seconds. And he says, I want gravity to make it drop. I want gravity to make it drop. Every Dvar Hashem is constantly working with total emunah. It happens every day. It happens every second. You can bet all your money down because Hashem is reliable. The reason nature repeats itself over and over again is because we're dealing with emunah. Said, I once heard this when I was a young boy. 18, maybe, like you guys, some of you. I remember Rav Avigdor Nevensa, Shlita. He's one of the Ga'ine Hadar, one of the big tzaddikim. He's hiding away in the Old City. You can find him at the Kaisel sometimes. Rav Avigdor Nevensa said the following thing. He said, why does the sun rise every day? Exactly. You can make a calendar. You can do this. You can figure out when Vasikin is. Right? Nobody ever woke up. Ah! You hear the sun didn't come out today. Why does it go up every day? He says, Hashem wants to keep your life calm. Imagine if you planned a chasana and it didn't become day. What? It's still yesterday. What's going to be? All my family came in from Chicago. Right? Hashem just gently brings the sun exactly because he's a ne'eman. Things that are clockwork, and listen well to this, things that happen clockwork are a function of being reliable. Not Mother Nature, of being totally and perfectly reliable. The Midah of Emunah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that just, you can bank on it. You can bank on it. Ad kedei kach, that it's the metzias of nature. We have a koach in us. There are so many people who would like to be reliable. And they sit in hotel lobbies, sipping a Coke, telling a girl all the things they'll love to be and love to do. This happens. And then they get married, and Yankel's sleeping till 10:30. And then I have to meet with his Beis Yaakov wife, who's crying. I can't believe it. He told me while he's sipping his Coke that he loves to get up for Vasikin. It's true. Yankel does love to get up for a second, but Yankel's never done it. He didn't mention that to you. And there's a certain nakuda over here which people make a very big mistake. Last week we talked about who's not a neman, who's not reliable? Love on Harasha. He lies through his teeth. Yeah, but there's such great people who always don't come through. And they're so honest. And they so mean that they were going to be there. They so mean that they were going to get up. They so mean that we're going to get there for Seder. It just doesn't happen. And the reason is because they don't function in emunah. Their metzias is one not of being constant. A person who's in a mode, who's in a zone, who understands how to have a schedule. He functions like clockwork. The schedule itself gives him credibility. But if you have a person who wants everything in the world, but he hasn't figured out how to have a schedule, he's not trustworthy. Not because he's not a great guy, but because he doesn't have a cycle to his life. You can't predict him. And I'm telling you, this is a skill. There's something called a bias ne'eman b'Yisrael, okay? A bias ne'eman is a stable home. That's what ne'eman means, right? It's reliable. There's nothing more beautiful for a child to know exactly when his father gets up, when he goes to shul, when he has his chavrusa, when he comes home. It's calming. Dad has a plan. This is not some crazy chaos of a life, but dad has a plan. He functions with ne'emanus. He functions with a cycle. He's mamish like Mother Nature. You can bank on him. I once spoke to Rav Efrati, a very close Talmud of Rav Elyashiv, many years ago. And he told me, he goes, everybody wants to know about Rav Elyashiv. This was while Rav Elyashiv was alive. Everyone wants to know about Rav Elyashiv. Mofsim, people love miracles, right? Everybody loves miracles. I'm going to tell you the greatest moifes I've ever seen by Rav Elyashiv. He says, since I know Rav Elyashiv, the man never changed his schedule once. For decades. Not once. Never changed his schedule. If you would think about this for a second, he says, you would see this is the greatest nace. Can you imagine functioning like that? People would set their clocks watching Rav Elyashiv go to shul. They knew exactly what time it was because of that. That's ne'emanus. That's a metzias that if a person gets to that, they're trustworthy. And the goal is to get there. The goal is to get there. Every morning we daven. We say in Birchas HaShachar, V'sargileinu l'soyrasecha. Hashem, regulate us. Make us be in a cycle for your Torah. What does this mean? Says the Sefer Minhagos, which is a Sefer of Rishonim. It's a Rishon. Says the Sefer Minhagos. What does it mean? Targileinu. Regulate us. Anochi tirgalti Ephraim. I trained Ephraim. Lamadati le'Ephraim aderecha tova. Shenase ha-mitzvah kimo teva. To do mitzvahs like nature. Shalom nasser mehem. Clockwork. V'yelanu kitiveinu, and to be like our nature, lecho v'lishtos, just like we biologically eat, we biologically drink. She'i efshar lamed b'lsam, kach hargileini lidvar mitzvah. Make the Torah and the mitzvos into my nature. Make a cycle in my life. And David HaMelech achieved this. This is amazing. David HaMelech achieved this. David HaMelech says, in Bechukosai, Medrash Rabbah, Parsha Lamed Hei, says David HaMelech, Amar David, Ribbono Shel Olam, Bechol Yom Vayom Ayisi Mechashev Omer L'makom Ploni L'veis Dira Ploni Tzen Holech. I would get up and say, I'm going here. Oh, I'll go here. Oh, I'll go there. And the Mefarshim say he had interesting plans, different political plans. He had different social plans, whatever it might have been. He was going. He wanted to go to these places. And my legs moved on their own and got me to yeshiva anyway. Whoa. My legs moved to your edus. What in the world does this mean? This means the following. David HaMelech wasn't always feeling it, if you could say such a thing. But he created a cycle for himself that protected him. That even at times where he was interested in doing other things, the cycle of what he created, the regulating, created a person who was totally reliable. Even when he wasn't feeling it, he was doing it. That only comes from a schedule. In fact, I don't know what the root is, but I really think that this is true. The word regel, which is legs, that's the idea of regilus, is habits, come from the legs. The word regular in English for sure comes from that word, regulate. It comes from doing things over and over and over until they become part of you. There's a goal here to become like Teva itself. The Medrash Shmuel says, what does it mean to have Yiras Shamayim? Right? They always say, have Yiras Shamayim. It's a Mishnah, an Avos, in the first parak. Have Yiras Shamayim Aleichem, the fear of heaven. says the Medrash Shmuel, not that you should fear the heavens, but you should fear like the heavens. What does that mean? To fear like the heavens. Says the Medrash Shmuel from 500 years ago, V'li'ilamdu anoshim min ha-shamayim ha-shemesh v'yareach. People should learn from the sky, from the moon, from the sun, v'chol tzva shamayim, and all the luminaries. She'ein mamtin in schar klal. They're not even looking to get paid for what they're doing. And still, afalpichin kula mosim be'ema. They always rise and they always set. They always do exactly what they're supposed to do. So too, a person should have yiras shamayim. Their life should have a cycle. Their life should have a stability. Their life should follow a nature. And the Sifri in Parshas Hazinu says something similar. Says the Sifri, Hazinu Hashamayim Adaber, listen to the sky. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lemoshe. Emor lehem liYisrael, hestakalti b'shamayim v'aretz shebaratei l'shem shechem. Look at the sky that I created and the land to be servicing you. I gave you nature to help you. Shema Shinu es midaisav. Maybe it changed its mind on one day. O Shema Gilgal Chama. Eina Ola, maybe the sun wasn't feeling it one day. Elamina Mizrach Umelik Olam, I will try to go the opposite way today. Let's do that. Let's set on the wet wall. Set on these. Right? No, he never did it. Vitishma Aretzim Repi, every time. Shema Zaratim, maybe you planted Velot Samcha and the seeds didn't germinate. Shema Zaratim Chitim Elisa Sarim, you ever plant Chitim, wheat, and it turns into barley? So too, you have to learn. What are we supposed to learn from this? Right? And because you get schar, that's the medrash. You even get incentives for this. You even get schar for this. Excuse me, last time I checked, I don't get chizuk from planets. Like, planets don't have bechira. What in the world is the medrash saying over here? The medrash is saying, it doesn't matter free choice or not. The metzias of something that has a boire functions like clockwork. That's what it does. And you know what? Even if it got nothing for it, that's what's called living as a creature that was created by Hashem. Kal v'chomer, someone who has an incentive of Olam Haba. Kal v'chomer. But if a person's not functioning that way, if they can't be predictable, if they're unpredictable and irresponsible, no one knows where they are or what they're doing, and every day just, you know, flip a coin. Every minute, flip a coin. Total chaos. They're living out of Ne'amanus. They have no metzias, Rachmana Litzlan, of Ne'amanus. Where's the only area of the Bria that's unpredictable? The only one, this is a great trivia question. Where's the only area in nature that we have no clue what's going to happen? Good question, right? There's only one area, and this is fascinating. Rain. Rain is the only area that no one's figured it out and no one ever will. It seems random. It seems random. Listen to this Maharal, you'll probably get chills from this Maharal. The Maharal, you see how the Maharal touches up a Gemara. The Gemara in Tainis and Davches says, Omer Rav Ami. Rav Ami says, Ein gishamim yardim ela bishvil balei amana. Says this is the way the Maharal touches it. Geshamim only fall for reliable people. People who rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also people who are reliable. Shenamar Eretz Me'amet Eretz Tizmach V'tzedek Mishmayim Nishka. V'amar Avami Borei Kama Gedoylim Balei Emuna. How important and chashiv are people who are Balei Emuna reliable. Minayin Mechulda V'bor. There was a man and a woman. They vowed to each other that they would get married. And they made witnesses as a chulda and a bar, which this weasel and this pit eventually took the life of two children of the man who was not faithful. Umaha maimin b'chulda uborkach, just like someone who believes in a weasel and a pit. Hamaimin b'akadosh baruch hu, alachas kama v'kama. Imagine relying on akadosh baruch hu. What is going on in this Gemara? Says the Maral, adavar noira ad ma'od. Adavar Noira Admaot. He says that the idea of being reliable, what's the idea of being reliable? People are relying on you. People need you. People are depending on you. You have a wife. You have children. You have Seder. You have a Rebbe. You have a Chavrusa. You have davening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relying on you. Whenever you're relying on someone, they need you, essentially. They're waiting for you, and they need you. They need you. Says the Maharal, there's one thing in the world that needs, it just sits there like this. Land. Land sits there and just goes, I hope it's going to rain. And when it rains, the sky says, I got your back. I'm with you, man. You need rain, here I am for you. Says the Maharal, the greatest relationship of trust is between land and the sky. The land would be nowhere without the sky, and the sky would have no nachas without the land, because rain is a little boring, but if you could see, woo, what it could do. They both need each other beautifully. And says the Maharal, that's why it mentions the dedication of a husband and wife here also, because a husband without a wife and a wife without a husband, they can't. They need each other on full levels of trust. They will be half the man, literally, without each other. And when someone lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, also, I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked me in Kiviyachol, with the capital Kiviyachol, he needs me. And we depend on each other. We depend on each other. And I can't let Hashem down, and I won't. And he won't let me down. When you live like that, then every part of the Bria responds. And the rain just keeps falling, right? Bezus Hashem. The rain just falls down because things are dependable. When we're acting dependable, every part of the Bria expresses this Nekuda of being dependable. But there's a big problem over here. There's a big problem with what we're saying. Because habits are considered superficial. And it's not my idea, it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says, but he your awesome mitzvahs anoshim milumada. Your yirah shamayim was a habit, was a cycle. Shh. You get up, you go to sleep, you get up, you go to sleep, you get up, you go to sleep. You've been doing that since you're a kid. No heart. No heart. Says Rav Isaac Sher, Zatzal, and Lechet Sichos, terrible mistake. That's not what the pasuk means at all. You always have to start with habits. You always have to start with habits. You can't just say, I'm going to wait till I feel it. You'll never feel it. And you know what? You might feel it for a day, and then the next day you want out. Anyone who waits for feelings will never be reliable. The key to ne'emanos is habits, is creating a mitzias of regulating yourself. Tosfos in Bava Basra brings a Yerushalmi. It says, let's be makir tov to our knees, to our back, that bow in modin when we're not thinking in Shmona Esrei. Very, very nice. What does that mean? Sounds like a joke, right? When I was younger, I thought it was a joke. Like, let's be makir tov for our brainless and heartless Shmona Esrei. Kibalti me rabosai. That's not the pshat over here. Let's be makir tov that we have such habits that even when we're totally spaced out in perfect form, we do what we're supposed to do. Look how regulated we are. Look how reliable we are. Even when we're not in it, we're in it. That's our Messias of Etargileinu B'Sarasecha. That's the Hatzlacha. There are days, like Rav David Cohen said from the Sefer Yashar on our Shabbos in the north, there are days of Sinah. There are days we hate what we're doing. And you know what? There are days where we hate our lives. And certain people, Rachmana Litzlan, live in a chaos and they act on those days. And there are other people who endure those days and do the same exact thing they would have done on a day they're thrilled with their schedule. And that's why they have ne'emanos. That's why you could put money down on them. That's why they'll have successful homes. That's why they'll become Talmidei Chachamim. Because they're not stopped by all the interrogation. They're living like mamish, like nature. Like nature. It says in Mishle, in Perichav Beis, a famous pasuk, but a not so famous Mitzudas. Says the pasuk, Chanoich lenar al pidarko, gam kiyazkin lo yosimimena. When you teach a kid, bimachanech him on his derech, and when he's older, he won't leave it. Says the Mitzudas David, Haskel the Hargilas Hanar Bishanim Lalichim Avodas Hashem Lefidar Chachmasai Imadvar Bebe. Just get him going. The kid has no idea what he's doing. He doesn't care about shul. He doesn't know from shul. He doesn't know about learning. He doesn't know that. He's doing it though. He's going through the motions. Murgel ba'avodas Hashem, as gam ki yazgin lo yasim mimeno, his habits will stay with him till later, till he advances. Ki yitein lev lahaskil kishron amayzehi. He'll have the habit from when he was younger, and he'll go, wow, this was wise. What my parents told me has value, and he's still in the habit, which means he doesn't have to start now. Somebody who doesn't have a habit from youth, when they finally realize what life is about, they have to figure out how to put the pieces together. But somebody who's regulated himself from youth, even though they had no clue what they're doing, is totally ready for everything that comes their way. All they do is they need a little click in their heart, and then the day that they've mastered has become meaningful. And Rabbeinu Yonah says a very stark lashon from Kadmonim. He says, Hahergel, on this pasuk, Hahergel nasa shiltum. What you regulate yourself for will rule in your life. That will be what rules in your life. And the truth is, it's very important to have a lev, a heart. But you know what? It's much more important to be a man of action. The heart will come. The Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, says this in many places. He says that there's no greater tikkun in the Bria. You can mamish prepare. You could prepare yourself for Kriya Shema 5 days straight. Kriya Shema, dip in the mikvah 3 billion times. And you miss Kriya Shema by a minute, and you don't say it then, gone. No tikkunim. And then you could be a total space out. A guy who sees his alarm clock 1 minute before Kriya Shema. Shamayim, all these tikkunim are taking place. Actions are the greatest tikkunim that exist. Someone who's living with actions is a great man. He has total stability. Madregas, give him time. Give him time, but when you roll the camera, the guy's doing well. Perfect form in his modim. People miss this. They're waiting for some inspiration. They're never going to get it, and if they get it, it'll be for 2 days and it's gone. It doesn't make great people. It doesn't make somebody... A person looking how they feel about their wife, I don't know, some days you're shaking your head, it doesn't matter. You're going to keep going. If you're a Neman, it doesn't make a difference. This whole idea of having an opportunity to have incentives is a new lease on life for many of us. Mamish, a new lease on life. The idea of doing something for totally wrong reasons for such a long period of time is incredible. It's the greatest thing you could ever imagine. To get somebody to have a schedule where they can depend on themselves and take action in their life and actually do it. Who cares why? Who cares why? That's generating a nemanus. And people don't even care about the trip. When you speak to people, people don't care. They want to do good. I remember I was speaking to David Tillem. He was telling me the following. He says, why do I do incentives? He says, when I get up in the morning and I'm thinking about getting up or going to sleep, I want to think about $1,000 down payment to schlep myself out of bed. That's what people want, to be machai of themselves, to create nemanus. It's a metzias. It's a metzias that a person can gain ad ein shir. Every responsibility that you take on, it doesn't matter from where, makes godless. Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel Zatzal said, achrayus macht godless. When you have to do something, when you're stuck, that makes a great man. That makes a great man. I remember in Shana Rishona, there was an Adam Gadol who was extremely frail. His arms were this thin, like that. An Adam Gadol ad ma'od, and I was in charge of putting his tefillin on. And Shana Rishona, helping him put his tefillin on. Woo! I remember one time oversleeping. So good for me. So good for my home. Even though I don't recommend doing so many things like this in Shana Rishona, but my Rebbetzin was on board. But to have to do something, to have to give a chabura, to have to give shmuzin. I can tell you honestly that if I didn't have to come in front of you guys, over the past few years, I literally think that I would probably have maybe 1/10 1/10 of the chachma that I have today. Why? Because I have no choice. Stark, do you really understand what your Rebbeim told you? No, but you have to speak in front of them. You have to figure this out. But I'm telling you, if it wouldn't be for that, I could go to chasanas, tell everybody interesting things my whole life, have a great time. No one would know the difference, how little I know. But you have a chrayas, you're stuck, you become great. You become a metzias that's greater. And you shouldn't think that chas v'shalom, the emotions won't come. Perhaps the most famous Sefer HaChinuch, which we have to see because this is what we're embarking on. This is the nemunus that we're generating over here. Says the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tes Zayin, he says, Hashem has us doing a lot of things that we have to do. A lot of different things for Yetzias Mitzrayim, to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he says, V'atah b'ni, my son, im bina shematzezais, hateaz mechal shema, listen to me carefully, elam decha lohol b'tar mitzvahs, I'll teach you. Kika adam nifl kifi pulosav. People are affected by what they do. V'libo v'chol machshavosav tamid achar maisav. And the motions come afterwards. Shu osbem im toivim ra. If you're doing good, then your emotions will turn to good things. Im ra, if bad, bad. Vafilu rasha gomer bilvavo. Even a guy who's a conniving, disgusting excuse for a human being. V'chol yetzer machshavas libo, rak ra kol yom, and every day he's thinking about disgusting things, terrible things. Im yare riucho v'yasim ishtadlusoi, v'oskoi v'asmada b'tor mitzvos. If he goes into a zone and follows the program meticulously, v'afilu shelo l'shem shamayim, even for any reason in the world other than the Rabbono Shalom, every other reason in the world, Miyad yinata el atov. He will become a good person. Ubekoyach maisav yamis hayetzer hara. He will shech the yetzer hara with his actions. His actions will shech the yetzer. Ki achrei apu'ulois dimshachan alavavos. Actions are what generate thoughts. Va'afilim yetzadik gamor. V'levava yashav etamim, even as a great guy. Chafetz b'toru mitzvais. Im ula yasik tamid bidvarim shel doifi. If he keeps doing narishkeit, then it's all going to go sour. It's all going to go sour. There's a metzias over here of being able to be a neman, of being able to be someone reliable. It happens in our yeshiva. This yeshiva has a revolutionary track record with people changing their habits. I hold that the most important thing for a person in life, maybe this is, I have to be careful, the most important thing. But I would say the most important thing for having chances of being successful is waking up every day at the same time. I tell this to people when they go to the big wide world, and it's baruch umenusa. People with schedules are successful. People without schedules, it doesn't matter how holy they look, it's a matter of time, and if you study them, there's chaos in their life. This is the nemunas. The emunah that the Malbim's talking about is functioning like nature itself. Being that dependable, being that reliable, we should all be zochet to be nemanim amitim.